Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, this is another episode of Back to Reality. I'm honored to be your host once more. Of course, this is Asma, and with me I have two very dear guests. Well, assalamu alaikum, sisters.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So today it's all about women.
Yes.
The three of us, all women, and we're going to bring everybody back to reality. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly. And let's start with Sister Masoum.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Masoum Jafari. I study English literature and I am so interested in teaching and poetry.
That's amazing. Well, what about you, Sister Nahid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Nahid. Being honored to join you on this episode, I've studied TFO, and I've been conducting Muslim researches for a while.
Yeah, that's very great. Thank you, both of you, for coming here.
Our pleasure.
And for your cooperation for today's episode. Well, we all of us have been in that situation in which we get some sort of fundus. When you are going to enter a new class, when we were children, mm-hmm. back in time.
Good days.
Yeah, good old days. When we went to school at the very first day, you know, something happened that we picked our friends. I don't know how. I sometimes, at the very middle of the educational course, mm-hmm. I was just thinking, why did I pick this guy as my friend?
Exactly. What? How? How did it happen?
Yeah, how did it really happen? What happens for human beings to have some certain inclinations towards something or someone? Why? What happens that suddenly out of all these majors, you pick this major? And why out of all these people, you pick this girl to be your friend?
Now that you're saying that, it really looks confusing. How did it happen?
Yeah, really? See?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, the matter of time, things in common. We, like, getting that vibe from that special mm-hmm. girl that I can bond up with her.
Yeah.
But the reason is really unknown. Like, we cannot find that moment that we decided, okay, I'm going to go there, talk to her, and choose her as my friend. No, such thing never happened. Like, we simply saw her one day being mm-hmm. a real friend.
Yeah. And that would happen for books as well. Like, I go to the library or to a bookstore, and then out of all the books, I feel, by the way, I feel like books have got this voice that would call you.
Maybe it's just the wind. Maybe it's
nothing happened.
But it
based
really relates.
On coincidence.
Like when we, I was remembering the day we met each other.
Yeah.
Do you remember that all the features that we were like discussing were the same?
Yeah.
So it's like we
too much of similarities.
Yeah, we have the expectations, the thoughts and ideas of a person in our mind, and then mm-hmm. we start to just like collect those people around us, the ones that do have those features.
As the story of animus and anima. And also an amalgamation of that with the laws of attraction. What you think about is going to be attracted to you. And then a bit of destiny. You can add some more of your personal fondness and similarities that you would find in between you and the other people. Or the things, the stuffs. I told you, even in buying books or even, I don't know, buying anything. Why you pick that very specific thing? Why? Think about it and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So having fondness toward specific people or specific things or specific concepts, because, you know, even the ideas that you adhere to have got to do a lot with who you truly are. Now, digging deep into these realms of unknowns is actually for you to know exactly who you truly are. I guess if I search in my friend, in my friend's personality, I mean, not as in inspecting anything. If I search in her personality, I would see a lot of myself. And sometimes it's about the paradox. Sometimes, for example, I'm not a courageous person, And she's a courageous person. She's so brave. Because I crave for that braveness, I have picked her. The kind of braveness that I would never have it in myself.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
So I have a friend like that.
Yeah. And then also about the movies that you watch. Sometimes I'm not that much of a horror person. Mm-hmm. I would never be like one of those people who would love to be in that situation that your adrenaline would go so high. No, I'm not one of those people, but maybe in some occasions I'd love to see that horror movie because I feel so detached from that situation and I feel, oh my God, how happy I am not to be there. You know what I mean? It's all about who you are, what are your true intentions. If we put all of these things aside, we'd come to this point that, is there any way for us to build a certain fondness toward anything?
It's hard to say that we build, because I think there can be many factors. For example, I might be liking a color because back in my childhood, maybe I had a good memory with it. Maybe someone that was very special to me, maybe my uncle, maybe my auntie, gave me a lovely toy in that color.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So like, I think it's something that is deep in you, or I can say it's somehow cultivated in you, sometimes even before you're born. So I have this friend of mine, she's very interested in philosophy and mathematical stuff. But her sister is quite opposite. Her sister is more interested in musical rhythm stuff. So she was explaining that when her mother was pregnant with her, she was busy solving math and she was busy taking philosophy classes. And I was like, oh, that does make sense. I can see that in you.
Exactly.
But while she was pregnant with her sister, her mother was busy with more listening to Quran, listening to beautiful tunes. And so now her sister is like that. So I think part
that
of it is
makes perfect
made before
sense.
Us.
Yeah. Like, for example, you're not interested in reading fiction. Mm-hmm. You're interested only in poetry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's me.
So if I want to tell you that, okay, drama has got a lot to say, that's very interesting, is there any way for me to cultivate that feeling in you?
I mean, it's possible if you try a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that one sentence is not going to change me, but I think if you do a little effort, it could be.
It takes thought and like a whole plan and like the great instruction and methodology. Mm-hmm. In a way that, like, we have many students who don't like a certain subject.
Exactly.
1 year, the teacher changes and everything changes in them.
Yeah.
Like, the same kid starts to love that subject.
Exactly.
So it's the way that we want to, like, insert that ideology into their minds.
So even for those people who do not love some certain stuff or who do not have some certain fondness toward a certain, I don't know, major subject, people, I guess there's a way to turn it all around. Yes, welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Sister Nahid and Sister Masuma are helping us with the subject of inclination, fondness, and having a certain passion toward certain stuff in our lives. So we already understood that it's a very mystical, full of secrets and mysteries sort of a discussion because it has got a lot to do with who I am deep down, deep in my heart and in my mind. And then we got to this point that what if I don't have a certain fondness toward a certain thing and then I want to build and create that fondness, that passion? Like I want to create a certain habit in myself. Would it be possible? Well, on a general scale, like generally speaking, yes, everything is possible in this world. Even the word impossible says that I am possible. But then the how of it would differ from one person to another.
Definitely.
Like I wanted to mention an example. I've seen many people, like there were many scholars who have never thought that they would be a writer. Like many female poets, they never thought they would be a poet. But then what happened? They eventually turn out to be poets. Like greatest authors and writers of all time, some of them were doctors. So you can see it has got nothing to do with the field of writing. What happens is that maybe in their case, they've got a sort of fondness toward a specific thing like literature or whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the reverse as well. Like I've seen people who've came to a play have came to even playing, having a role on the stage with not having too much of passion for it. But what happens is that at the end of the day, they turn out to be perfect actors, actresses, or perfect even dramatists, like writing plays or stuff like that. So since history has got too much of indication for the people who have not loved something, but they turn out to be experts in it, I guess, even if you do not have a certain interest in something, it's nice to give it a shot.
Yeah, of course. Like everything will, you know, once I had a class of about 8 to 10 students, they were totally different people. Mm-hmm. And I was like about 6 to 7 years ago. They were totally different. Some of them even didn't like the class. They were forced to come by the pressure of the parents and stuff. And today I can say that all the members of that class got to be teachers. Mm-hmm. And when I look at them, I really get the thought that these people changed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened. When did they start to like think the other way? Mm-hmm. Like just not start to blame their parents again. Like they are forcing me. But today, by their own free will, they got
exactly.
to be teachers.
So yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The changes are possible. Mm-hmm. They are something that we have many examples of.
It only depends on how you look at things and how you change your perspective.
About the part that you said about actors and writers, I think a part of our passion lies beneath our talent as all of us, all human beings, are sent to Earth with specific talents and qualifications. So I think a part of our passion could be what we are talented in. Mm-hmm. So I remember when I was a child, I used to talk a lot. I was such a chatterbox. And so guess what now? I enjoy talking and I earn my talking.
You'd be a perfect teacher, of course.
I teach.
You'd make a perfect teacher.
Yeah, so I think a part of it goes back to our talent. Yeah. What we are good at.
By the way, what I'm just talking about is for occasions where you escape from. I don't know if it ever happened to you or not, but as for me, it happened for me. Like, I used to escape from some certain subjects, but now as I worked on myself and I wanted to actually get improved in that very subject, I changed it all around.
It was willpower. It was your willpower.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's your talent that would take you into that journey. Sometimes, no. You started with reluctant, but you turn out to be an expert. So sometimes all of these things could happen. By the way, even in, since we're sometimes drawing the attention to spirituality, I have to mention this one as well. In order to have, like all the people, I guess, intuitively, they have this inclination toward worship and toward talking with their Lord in different formats and in different versions. But then in our own specific religion, there are many scholars who would wake up at night to have some certain connection with their Lord. They wake up for worship at the very heart of the night. This is not an easy thing. I don't think there would be anyone who would wake up specifically for worship at the heart of the night. But then it would happen if you get into it. By time, I guess, everything would be built up as fondness.
Yeah, and it's not a matter of needs anymore.
Like exactly.
This time they are doing it by their own, and they are enjoying it.
Yeah. So the will that Sister Masuma talked about has got a lot of things, has got a very great role in here. And I guess it all depends on our perspective. Sometimes we're scared of some special things. Sometimes we are so reluctant to get engaged in them. Sometimes we even escape from some certain destinies, but we don't know that they're something very special and something that would turn into an integral part of our life is waiting there for us. So I would conclude today's episode in this sentence that even if there are roads that you haven't taken, try it. And give it a shot. Maybe by time you would change your idea about it. And maybe you would figure out that you had a great fondness toward it. And you were just escaping from it. So thank you, Sister Knight. And thank you, Sister Masuma.
My pleasure.
And thank you, dear listeners. Our loyal listeners of Back to Reality. Thank you for staying with us for another episode. This is all for today. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another episode, I leave you to God's never sleeping eyes. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.